Hi, I am Georgette Pierre, and you're watching Black and Nuanced Podcast in HD, baby. This is actually an extension of my podcast of the same name, and I just wanted to do something different because of Rona. Yes, just because of Rona. So Rona edition, but expect to see more episodes rolling out, and I am so grateful to have Twan the Zon. It's actually been on my podcast before. Twan 360.
Right.
He is a smell good, soft teddy bear. He and I used to work together in South Florida when we used to work at a radio station. Twan, how are you, boo?
I am really well. How are you?
I am phenomenal. Thank you for test running this with me because I'm doing a few episodes of Black and Nuanced in HD. And I was like, Twan has to be on here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
So good to see you.
Huh?
It's so good to see you.
You too. It was so funny because I was just like, earlier when we were talking, I was just like, the things you have to do to get together now, like it's almost like nobody really wants to get dressed for stuff. I was like, I got to put earrings on, the whole shebang. I'm like,
you look good though. You look real good. Go ahead, girl.
So do you. So do you. Okay, so you're cutting your hair now? Because I remember when you first moved to Dallas.
So this happened maybe 3 weeks into the quarantine life. I began to look like a full man, like Harry Berry. And that's not the role that, no, sir. So I talked to my brother who actually is a barber.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to walk me through it. So he was like, well, you could have been cutting your own hair. Told me the clippers to get. They came the very next day and shall up and cut my hair like every other 4 days. So
are you using
Bevel? I haven't done my face yet. I'm so scared.
Are you using Bevel?
Who?
Bevel. So that's the brand. I think it's a black owned company. And Nas has been an ambassador for Bevel, and they're a set of clippers.
Oh, they're a set of, I'm using it's a very popular brand, but it's
okay.
Not, I'm sorry, I can't think of it.
Yeah, it's funny how everyone had to just learn how to get their shit together on their own because of Rona. And I'm like, I still haven't taken my nail polish off my toes. I'm gonna work on all of that, but this is all you need to see.
This is why you get from here on up, because ma'am, anything below the torso,
I'm not trying to get dressed for real.
Completely off limits.
So Twan, you and I, and I, people could throw back to the old podcast episodes that you and I did, but I want to kind of talk about where you are now. So you're in Dallas, you left South Florida. This is like your first city, first apartment away from home.
This is it.
How has Dallas been for you? And what are you doing in Dallas?
This is the starting force of ... The story has been written, but yeah, it's playing out. I got to Dallas early December. One of the associate producers for the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Yes, I was super excited about.
We love you, Ricky. Oh my gosh, Ricky! No, like, truly,
that man is heaven sent. Crazy. Something is definitely wrong with him, but he is a great guy. Something is definitely wrong with him.
He's my fellow Leo. So I had to shout that out. He is a leader.
Which is surprising to me because everybody that I connect with on that level, when it comes to mentorship or, you know, someone that I trust, they've all been Leos, whether it's Shelby, we're both familiar with Shelby, Derek, who was my former boss, and now my manager again. So it's just all crazy. They're all Leos.
And I didn't know Shelby was a Leo.
Shelby's a Leo.
Oh,
and here I am, a sensitive Cancer, and you guys, y'all be so protective of a little old me. I'm like, relax, I'm good. I got this. I'll fight this one. But if you see me get knocked out next time, you know, jump in kind of thing, you know. I'm just saying.
So, but before Ricky Smiley, I met you with Twan 360. You do a show. And I was like, this is just so amazing. Just what is Twan 360? What made you start Twan 360? And what does that look like now?
So to me, I believe Twan 360 is the epitome of it's just like it's all in a nutshell. It's everything in one pot. You're not just gonna come and hear me upset about some bullshit Donald Trump said. You're not just gonna come and hear me laugh about what they talked about this, you know, on the morning show. You're gonna get it all, whether it's politics, which I really don't, you know,
mess with
that much, unless it has an entertainment or a messy spin to it, then I'll kind of touch it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, that 360 it's full circle. So like I said, to me, it's Twan dealing with everyday life, dealing with lifestyle things, dealing with friends, family, things in the world, news, pop culture, you name it. Where is it now? It's kind of scary because we've been on quarantine now for what, about 8 weeks now?
I've been at my mom's house taking refuge for almost 2 months.
So I think now this week has been surprisingly different for me. There's a sense of synergy that has been dwelling amongst my home. Like,
yeah,
everybody's stuck inside the house. And, you know, this is the first time in God knows how long that I've been able to be by myself, hear my voice, hear my thoughts, take care of my concerns, deal with my needs. Like, this is the first time in God knows how long. So like I'm saying, like, this past week, I just felt like a overload of synergy and something great is about to happen. So I just got up off my ass and I just, you know, hit the gas a little harder. So I'm like, okay, here, like, I'm holding all these ideas and thoughts in my mind and in my heart. So I'm like, people are going through so much. You know, I'm sitting in the house just like everybody else. Some days I'm like, if you don't get me out of this house, I'm gonna go crazy. And then other days I'm like, thank God that I'm able to be in a house. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So all of those emotions that I'm going through, I'm like, somebody else is out there. They're annoyed. They're frustrated. Kids getting on their nerves. Mama getting on their nerves. How can I help them get away from everything that they're dealing with? I'm not dealing with it. So yeah. I laugh at myself because I think something's seriously wrong with me, but I never really tell people that I think something's wrong with me. But, you know, I take what I'm going through, what I've been through, and kind of think about it. I'm like, I would want to, you know, have somebody to make me laugh through that, you know, going through pain. Absolutely. Or, you know, one of those crazy days or moments. So I just kind of put that energy back out into the world. And this week, I just felt a different kind of synergy in response to my foolishness. So I'm going to try to keep it.
I'm laughing that you call it foolishness because I want to actually get into that. I have seen, to piggyback off your point, I moved back to New York September 2019.
Congratulations.
You said what?
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And I have to say, like, with all the shit that was happening in New York, Twan, and then with Rona hitting, I have been the most productive with all the ideas, all the content that I wanted to pump out at my mom's house in that 2 month span. And so I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I feel like people are feeling it. Rona has gotten everyone to be still, to reset, to just really, because now I'm over here, like, I started my consulting company because I'm no longer a freelancer for the company I used to work for. And I was like, Georgia, you wanted to get into these things any fucking way, right? So what was holding you back? Well, comforts or things that you were used to. And
Every fucking day life.
Rona was like, whoop, fire under everyone's ass. Even the earth, like, I want my trees. I want my birds to come back. I want my
outside snow. Looks so beautiful. Outside has, now I've only been in Dallas for 4 months, but I've never seen an outside look just as beautiful. The air smells different. The wind blows a little cooler. It's just, girl, God said I need my whole earth to just.
Oh yeah. Gathering.
Refresh. F5.
It's been amazing. And so back to your 2360 brand, when I was laughing because you called it foolishness. I have seen people come for you, but it's the funny thing is that I like, you are such a gem. You're so sweet. You're so loving. But when it comes to 2360 and the shit that you want to talk about, you said what you said. And then when people come for you, I'm like,
I said what I said. At the end of the day, I mean, sometimes you can go too far. There's been times when I've gone too far and I have to reel it back in. But for the most part, you know, we all have one thing that we're all entitled to in this world. And that's our opinion.
That is your opinion.
When it comes to me, I'm like, you can either take it or not. Take it or leave it. There's no need to go back and forth. If you feel the way that you feel, that's totally fine. But this is how I feel. This is how I feel about the situation. She's like, no, bro, no. So this is how, in my mind, this is how I read the comments. No, bro, you tripping. No, bro, you on that fuck shit. You on that whole shit. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And when my response is like, not what they want, it makes it even worse. It's like, okay. I'm like, sir, have a good day. I just can't sit here and go back and forth.
Right. I actually love how you actually respond to people because it's, you know, I think we're also socialized to believe that people are supposed to feel a certain way or respond a certain way. And so because they express their disdain, acting as if like you can't come back with your disdain about their opinion.
I don't get that. And it really baffles me because like you said, we worked at a radio station together. So it's like being at a radio station is like, oh, because you work at this radio station, these should be your thoughts only. Because you work for a comedian, these should be your thoughts only. No, if I have an opinion or thoughts or concerns about something that pertains to my life, that pertains to my sexuality, my environment, my community, my people, let's talk about it. And then if I see some foolishness, and I'm like, I'm gonna call her how I see it. Like, now she knows she did not have to do that. She knows she had to wait at the Walmart. That kind of stuff. So I'm like, help me help you. If you don't want me to talk about it, don't do it. And then in another sense, like you said, you see people come for me, and I'm like, it makes me think. I'm like, I'm really not shady. I'm not messy. I just report the news. That's all I do. So people, like, I really want people to sometimes sit back and think, like, what I just said just made you so upset, but you're not upset with the person that did it. I just report the news. If he would have never went out there and got two girls pregnant at the same time, I wouldn't have had nothing to talk about.
I remember there was one story I asked you about. You were like, yeah, I have body cam footage. I was like, Twan, where the fuck did you get this body cam footage of them getting arrested for a drug charge? I was
getting arrested.
I don't even want to call out who the person was because it was a rapper that everyone else
pulled up on the side of the road, but I've been canceled not to speak on that situation, but that person, there is raw footage of that person under the influence.
And we will not bring their name up. But what has been some of the consequences of some of the thing, your unpopular opinion? What have you dealt with?
I have the funny thing, just this week, I am dealing with a person that I wouldn't say that we're like friends, but we're friends. We didn't grow up together. It was like one of those things where we kind of met, you know, through a mutual friend, but
yeah,
that was pretty much it. But I think we kind of built our own relationship through that. But just this week, I had someone put a whole essay up on their Instagram and on their Facebook, writing a letter to their baby mama. So in my mind, I'm like, well, why won't you just send this to her? Like, why do we have to know about this? So me being me, I was like, oh my God, hey, our friend go again with this. Sorry for 2004 stuff. Like, why are you shoving this down our throats? Like, we can't help y'all get back together. We can't, no, go to, so I said, you know what, Black people, therapy is real. Go get help. So he said that was very hateful of me for me to say it. That was my exact reaction. Said it was great. Like, I came off as hateful, and how dare I do such a thing when a Black man is trying to get his family back together? I said, "Shall
you put this on social media though, right?"
Yes. So
you're inviting everybody.
Right. So if you never put that up, I would have never felt like it was a sorry for 2004 plea. I would have never had anything to say about the situation, but you put it on social media, so you invited me into the conversation, whether you wanted to or not, because you put it on an open and public platform. So here I am with my public.
Well, he invited everybody into the conversation. Right. That's the thing. Like, you invited everybody into that conversation. Like, I understand using social media. I got to the place, Twan, like, because social media has now become business tools, networking tools, branding tools for a lot of us. You got to separate certain things. Like, I don't post people that I'm interested in. I don't post people that I'm dating. You're getting my podcast. You're getting content that I'm creating under my production company imprint. You're getting things just that I don't care if you had a response to. It's not going to be anything personal. I think people think that because you post something personal, people shouldn't have an opinion about it. Everyone has an opinion about everything, even if you don't want them to. And so the only
every
way to
morning I wake up, I say, here I am. I'm here Hi. With my opinion. I'm here.
Hi.
Right.
I just think people just don't post things publicly if you don't want people to have an opinion about it. Just
absolutely.
Now, speaking of personal business though, what's dating life been like for you during Rona?
It's still the same. I've been doing this whole long distance thing, so this really hasn't had an effect.
Okay. Anyway. But how is the long distance? Because, like, people that are going
It's weird. It's very weird. Obviously, I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff, but for me, it's been one hell of a journey.
Yep.
Just trying to stay very,
positive.
Please. I'll take my tea and crackers this morning, please.
Yeah.
I give it another month or so, I'm gonna been gonna lose my damn mind. I need it so bad. I might get on a bicycle and ride.
I see.
Yes,
I need it so bad. Listen, but, I think people out here buying sex toys and shit.
I cannot.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing.
Like, even in here, it's just like you're alone. There's no interruptions.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about my mind. It can never take me there.
There. You want the physical inter... Like, you want the
real... I need... Please, sir. Hold me down. yes, please. But we're not here to discuss that this afternoon. But.
Okay, offline. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, so life during Rona. Look at you. You ain't heat. Tall. Yeah. You ain't heat.
If you only knew.
If you
pre-menopause. I'm like, what is going on?
So what has life during Rona been like for you? I mean, you literally left South Florida to take on this new venture with Ricky. You go to Dallas, and only a couple of months into this new opportunity, you're now working from home. Like, what, I mean, for, cause I feel like you've been active. You go, you're out and about with your family. Like, you're so used to, I don't see you as a recluse as much as I am. But what has that been like for you?
It has been rather exciting, surprisingly. Okay. It's weird. I just feel, I have a one-bedroom apartment. It's, it's a nice of a size enough for me, but it has, like, different compartments, if that makes any sense. Like, like, my closet connects to my bathroom, and then the bathroom connects to where the office area is, and then it's just, like, door from door. So I really feel like in the morning that I'm getting up and I'm doing something. So, I get up every morning. I come out of my front door, my bedroom door. I'm praising and thanking God, and then I go through my bathroom door, and then I come in, go through the closet. What am I going to throw in today? So, every morning I still get up and I bathe every morning, please, guys. I hope you're still bathing. And, I throw in something nice just to get me in the sense of getting up and being productive. I still get up and I still, it make me feel like I'm about to do something and go somewhere. And I come in the office area every day and I just sit up and I have my monitor, my computer, and then my Chromebook. And some days I have the door open and the music going, and it's just like a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a vibe.
So you've been managing. I mean, like, what has been your insight for anyone that feels like they're not able to handle it? Like, has family members hit you up, like, Twan, like, is anyone struggling?
It's not easy. It's still a constant struggle because in the back of my mind, I just want to get out. I have absolutely nowhere to go, absolutely nothing to do, but I want to get out. So my getaway is going out on my balcony and just sitting there. And
yep.
If it's just, the sunlight hitting me or a nice little breeze or sitting out with, some Tito's and mango juice. I have a getaway, but fresh air really works. As scary as it sounds and as scary as it may well be.
Right.
Fresh air right now is the best thing since I sliced bread, because your mind has to breathe.
Yeah, no.
You're in the house all day. You're breathing in that same, putting the energy right back in. You're letting it out. You're letting it back in. You got to get out into the universe, get out into the world, and let those vibes and that energy and all this stuff, like, that vibratum get off of you. Go out, get what it needs, and it'll find its way back home.
It's funny because, so we're hitting almost like second month. Mm-hmm. I only went for a walk for the first time, Twan, maybe a few days ago. I was like, okay, Georgia, you got to do more walks. It actually felt really good, to your point. And when I went to the doctor's office and they told me how much I weigh, I was like, ooh, these Rona snacks, we're going to have to pull back on these.
I said that this morning when I got out of the shower. I put back on some sweatbands and I've been in sweatpants for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
It is going to be so scary when that day comes when I have to go back to work and I'm pulling out a pair of slacks or some jeans and I can't get into them, I'm not even trying to jump into them like Beyonce.
I was gonna say, like, what do y'all say? Like, if you don't jump into your jeans, you don't feel my pain.
No, ma'am.
Speaking of Texas, Texas has been opening up. I feel like people have been looking at Texas with the side eye. Florida, your home state, you know, the Bugs Bunny meme of them, of him.
I don't know what the hell is really going on.
What is going on? So even with Texas opening up, what are your thoughts about that? Like, has that kind of put you at ease? Are you
not necessarily at ease? And a part of me really wants to get back to work for that environment, that energy, the smell of it. It just smells good. It just feels good. It's always a good time. But as far as opening up, they can open this bitch up 100% today. I am going to be in the house,
right?
As long as possible. That there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. Nowhere to go. People with common sense are staying home.
Yeah.
And once they do open it up and we are allowed to return to work, I'm definitely going to go back to work and be safe and healthy as possible and maintain that social distance and come right back home and continue with life. I'm not interested in sitting at a bar right now. I'm not interested in going to the cigar lounge. I'm not interested in walk through the mall. Thank you, Amazon. Hey, Walmart.com. Like, I'm just not.
Right. Before we get into this last segment, I don't know why it didn't dawn on me to ask you this, but for those that are curious, right, like, we've had the pleasure of working with Ricky and experiencing all of him. What has it been like for you working for him, right? Like, you've been connected to him in so many different ways, but he's actually now your boss. What has that connection been like? And then maybe even any insight for those that are looking to do some of the things that you do, because you're an associate producer for his morning show, but you also have been doing Tuan 360 and building your own kind of media brand per se.
Absolutely. There has not been a major difference in that sense of who he is and what I've realized, you know, and what I, you know, my perspective of him hasn't changed. He is still transparent. He is still completely open. He is still honest. He is still brutally honest. He is still Ricky Smiley. Nothing has changed. I just have a better insight. I just have a little bit more knowledge, and I'm able to absorb the knowledge more often versus, you know, seeing him once every 3 months or once every 4 months. It's come to a point now, like, if I'm on hard drive, like, he's just been filling it up. And, like, I just feel like it's unlimited space, because every day, every hour, every moment is something different, and it's always something useful. Whether it's something, him talking about something that he did in the kitchen, something that he experienced growing up, it has been phenomenal. And the more I think about it, I'm like, I just feel like it's something out of the movies. Georgette, this man is a CEO. He is a chief executive officer for his company. He runs an entire company.
Absolutely.
And I know the CEO, like, you know how long I've been working for quote unquote corporate America and getting emails and getting brochures and getting memos and all that. And it, you know, have the stamp of someone's signature and at the bottom it says CEO. And you're like, who is this Jim Moran person? Who's this Barbara Glass? Who is this person? Mm-hmm. And you just never know that person. Like, I know exactly who I work for. They know me. He knows my attributes, my ethic, my skill set, my sensibility, my accountability, my responsibility. Like, all of that just means so much to me. So as far as someone that's out there that may be interested in doing some of the things that I'm doing, I've always told people, even when I didn't, I've always said, believe. And if you believe, you will achieve. As cliche as it sounds, as corny as we have all thought it to be, if you believe it, you can achieve it. So in that sense, it's like, okay, if you believe it, you can achieve it, but you can't achieve it just by sitting around. You just can't achieve it just by having one conversation, follow up. You can't just achieve it by doing one post. Keep it going. Right. Like, consistency is key.
But you even affirmed it. I saw you post something. I mean, obviously, whenever they see this, but you had affirmed like a year ago, like, you would be working as XYZ for a morning show or an evening show. And then when you posted it, the fact of seeing this thing come to fruition, I think people, you know, tend to diminish that, but affirmations are real.
Yeah,
affirmations are real, and visualization.
You taught me that, the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Law of attraction. Mm-hmm. It's real. It's definitely real. I love that. I love that. I mean, to your point, like he was always a walking book of knowledge from his own personal experiences. And I think with you working with him directly, I think like how you were saying, like the things that we were already getting, the gems that we were already getting, but now on a consistent basis, and him right. believing in you and seeing what you're building, he's pouring into that. And it's not enough to say that you want to be around people that are going to pour into you. Because a lot of times, and what we're seeing in corporate America, right? We feel like a lot of people that I've spoken to, people of color, they got let go from these white spaces and these corporate companies. And it's like, we need to support our own, build our own.
Absolutely.
Really pour Absolutely. Back into our own ecosystem. Okay, so getting into this last segment, which mimics my podcast, it's called All of the Things. Boo, you've been on TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
Yes, ma'am.
You have, like, I was like, is this an alter? Like, please tell me about your vibes and your energy and your alter ego with TikTok now. Because
I don't necessarily think it's an alter ego. If you've ever been to any type of celebration with me, whether it's my birthday party, if it's your birthday party or Christmas party, there is going to come a time within that party where I will make it my business to shut down the entire dance floor. I don't care if the number one champion dancer is in there. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
So I've just been home and holding all the energy in. And like I said, just this past week, it's just been like a different type of synergy that I've contained, and I've turned it into energy to put it back out. And Georgette, it was like 4:30 in the morning here in Dallas. And I'm over literally shaking my ass to a Savage remix and doing a dance to Missy Elliott, the Cool Out Challenge. I'm like, it's not even 5 o'clock in the morning. Then it takes me about 10, 15 minutes to edit together, put my captions and all that. And I said, okay, cool. Let me hold off and let me post it. Let me give it an hour. Then I post it and people are like, oh my God, bro, the sun ain't even up over here. So I don't know. I just ask people to pray for me, but I don't necessarily, it's an alter ego. It's just me having a little fun.
Right.
I'm really not putting so much energy in it. For me, if you look at all the videos that I produced lately, It's the edits.
So can I tell you about the one that I saw that was the edit? It was the guy with the tattoo on his neck. What song was it?
Keep Sweat, Make It Last Forever.
I was hollering.
Listen.
I was hollering. I was like, Twan is a fool. But if you don't, people don't know you, but I was hollering. And it was as if you were dancing with him or he was dancing on you. I said, get off this Instagram.
Right. People are like, what the fuck am I looking at? But they were laughing. I'm like, you know what? That's what I want. Just for you not to know what exactly is going on, but you know something going on. You just don't know what.
I love it. Oh my gosh, Twan. Please tell these good folks how to find you.
You can find me anywhere on social media. It's kind of hard. My Twan is spelled a little different. It's T-O-I-N-E instead of the typical T-W's. It's T-O-I-N-E. Twan the Don or Twan 360. I'll come up, look like little Bill, round bald head guy, with the little, I usually have on a cardigan and a nice little shirt underneath it.
And he always smells like cologne. What did Trick Daddy say? With your $1 million cologne?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I can't with him. And it's not even a secret because I tell a lot of my male friends, cause you know, they're like, bro, you just tell anybody what you're wearing. I'm like, it's fine because the way that it smells on me, it doesn't smell that way on most men. But I love Tom Ford. I love the Chanel Blue, and Sauvage is by far my favorite by Dior.
What is it about people that want to share their perfume and their colognes? Because that's a thing. I realize that.
I absolutely have no idea, but all of our pH balances are different. And I believe that's why cologne smells so good on me, because I've never mixed my pH balance with the different chromosomes pH balance. So mine doesn't have that stench to it that when the male and the females, when they come together and then the motion in the ocean starts a little, you know. So I feel that's why my cologne smell. It's very weird. I wouldn't say now, not so much so because it's been well over 50 days since I've sprayed cologne, which is a shocker.
When I would go out, and as my line sister would call it, the wild, I literally would be like, just put on some perfume just to feel different.
Normal, right? I haven't. Not yet. I can't get into it.
That's fair.
But it has come to a point where I don't even smell it. I don't smell the typical me, but if you've been around me and I walk through your front door, you're going to stop what you're doing and say, wait, Twan's here somewhere. Where's Twan? Where's Twan?
I'm like a mile away. I was like, did Twan just hit the corner?
It's so crazy. You know how I was at the station. It's the same way here.
Yes.
Getting off the elevator. I smelt you on the elevator. I smelt you coming in. And it's just like, well,
thank you
so much. I appreciate it. But I just take pride in keeping a very clean body. I probably don't eat as clean as I should, but as far as, you know, smelling good, your insides matter. Hi, Joseph. And things of that nature. Yeah.
I don't know who he just called out. See, that's Twan's 360 for you. And you have your website. Please tell him how to find you on your website.
Twan360.com.
So I love it. Twan, I love you so much.
I love you more. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I can't wait to see you. I got to come to Dallas because my lion sister and one of my other girlfriends, she lives down there too. So
Where's your other friend live? I know
she's in Dallas proper. She made it her business when she left New York. She was like, I got to live in the city. So she's somewhere in the city. I got to find out.
So she's in Dallas.
Yeah,
so
she's in Dallas. And my other one is my lion sister's in Fort Worth.
Closer to me than your lion sister.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'll hit up all y'all places. I'll just, you know, and pull up on Ricky. Like, Ricky, don't act brand new. Ricky, where you at?
He asks about you all the time or mentions something.
Oh, yes. I got to shoot him a message because he's
absolutely
phenomenal.
I love you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you have a phenomenal day, love. Mwah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.